The clock's running out on December deal drops at Lowe's, but there's still time to wrap up something they'll love. Shop great gifts under $50, like the DeWalt Elite Series 100-piece bit set. Plus, if you order by 2 p.m., you get same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Shop December deal drops while you can. Lowe's. We help, you save.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores. Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
On New Year's Eve of 2022, three adults sat around a kitchen island in Cohasset, Massachusetts, signing a champagne box, a $125 bottle of Lanson Nobel Cuvée. Anna Walsh picked up her red marker and wrote, "Wow, 2022, what a year, and yet we are still here and together." I'm wondering the tone of that. It's like, wow, we're still here together. Tone makes a big difference in this. Unfortunately, we don't have that. It's just her writing. Let's make 2023 the best one yet. We are the authors of our lives. I really wonder what she meant by that. Authors of her own life. Wondering what the next chapter was going to be that she was getting ready to write, that she was ripped away from. Her husband, Brian, grabbed the next marker, his message, to the best triumvirate ever. Interesting. Their friend, Jem Matulu, added his own line, "No place I'd rather be but here." I wonder if he has second thoughts on that. The champagne box sat in evidence today, or yesterday. The jury saw it. The messages were read out loud in court. They know what prosecutors allege happened next. That within hours of Matulu leaving that house, Brian Walsh killed his wife, dismembered her body, and spent the following days disposing of the evidence in dumpsters across the South Shore. The prosecution rested its case Wednesday after 8 days of testimony, and the final day belonged to the people who knew Anna best. The ones who watched her marriage fracture in real time, who listened to her confide that she was falling out of love, who saw her 2 days before she vanished and said she looked like a woman at her breaking point. Gemma Tulu took the stand first. He's a Boston area realtor, met Brian at a leadership program back in 2020, got introduced to Anna shortly after. He hired her as his director of operations. They became close professionally, personally. He called her the sister I never had, said the Walsh kids felt like his own when he talked about the oldest son running to greet him on New Year's Eve, making him a necklace. His voice cracked. He started to cry on the stand, remembering this moment, this last instance, and literally what he shared in that moment with Anna's son was also the final moments that son would share with his mother. And I think he knew that. Retrospectively, not in the moment. We're going to get into this story and what happened on the final day of the prosecution giving their case. It's now going to the defense. While we do so, give me your thoughts in the comments section on YouTube. If you're not already there, search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. And if you're listening to us on the podcast platforms, thank you. Press subscribe there. And if you're on Apple Podcasts, if you got like 3 seconds or even while you're listening, don't do this while you're driving. If you're not driving, I mean, if you're able to safely, please. I'd really appreciate it if you go to Apple Podcasts on our channel, Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, and drop us a few nice words there in the review section. We'd really appreciate a review. And thank you in advance. That helps other folks know that we exist, that we're giving these monologues every day, these assessments of the cases, the trial, everything we give for you, the interviews, all that. It lets people know we exist. So please do leave us a review there on Apple Podcasts. Okay, continuing on. This is a guy who spent the final night with both of them, Matulu. Showed up with fruit and chocolate for the kids. I mean, it almost sounds like a Christmas carol. I brought fruit and chocolate for the children. He on the stand, I got to say, I liked the guy. He was a really interesting dude. Seemed like a nice guy. Seemed just like, you're from another place in time, dude. In a good way. A genuine, decent soul. Like Anna was. Putting up with the likes of Brian Walsh. He sat at the kitchen island while Brian served wine and food, watched Anna text someone on her phone. Someone Matulu didn't know at the time was William Fasto, a D.C. real estate broker she'd been having an affair with. According to Matulu, nothing seemed off. He described the evening as festive, joyful. He said Anna had no visible injuries, no signs of distress. When he left around 1:30 a.m. on January 1st, he had no idea it would be the last time he'd ever see her. But here's where it gets interesting. Matulu also testified about a phone call he had with Anna 2 days earlier, December 29th of 2022. During that 45-minute conversation, Anna opened up about the toll everything was taking on her. What? What's the toll? The back and forth travel between D.C. and Massachusetts. The distance from her children. Brian's federal fraud case hanging over the family like a cloud. Brian can't leave Massachusetts either. It's not like he can go back and forth with her. By law, he's basically a prisoner to that place because of his unscrupulous, narcissistic, degenerate decisions. And you have this lovely woman trying to keep the family afloat, trying to raise these 3 kids, trying to be the better person. And you got this dipshit in the background. Matulu said it was a huge burden on her psyche. So which version was real? The festive wife toasting the future? Or the woman quietly drowning, confiding in friends that her marriage was full of cracks? Probably a bit of both. After a little bit of bubbly, anybody can get happy. That's how these things work. You put on a face for the holidays, you sign the champagne box with hopeful words, and you go to bed next to someone you're not sure you want to be with anymore. The prosecution's final witness was Alyssa Kirby, one of Anna's closest friends from her time in Washington, D.C. Kirby met Anna after she took the job at Tishman Speyer, and the two became best friends. She described her bond-like sisters, talking almost every day, meeting up weekly when Anna was in town. Kirby broke down almost immediately on the stand. When prosecutors showed a photo of the two of them together from December 29th, that same night Mutulu had his phone call with Anna, Kirby started crying. She said that was the last time she ever saw her friend. And what she described from that night was not a woman celebrating the holidays. Anna was upset, tired, breaking down. Kirby testified that Anna's marriage had been strained for a long time, and that night Anna finally hit a wall. According to Kirby, Anna was frustrated with Brian's federal fraud case. She wanted him to take responsibility, even if it meant prison time, just so the family could move forward. She was exhausted from living apart from her kids. She felt like she was carrying everything while Brian sat under house arrest in Massachusetts, earning a fraction of what she made. And here's where it gets pointed. Kirby testified that Brian rarely told Anna he loved her. Instead, he would ask Anna how much she loved him. Is anyone surprised by this? Is anyone surprised by this? He just fits the frickin' mold. He fits the mold of that just repulsive, degenerate narcissist that sucks lovely people in, giving empathetic souls into them until they can breathe no more, sometimes literally, sometimes figuratively. And it started figurative for Anna and ended literal. If you're listening to this or watching this right now, and if you're relating to this story, it doesn't have to be as bad as your spouse is getting busted for federal art fraud. But if you're feeling like this, the new year is a great time for new beginnings. If you survive, Anna did not. If you're listening to this and feeling this, you still have your agency. You still have the ability to do whatever you want to do. Maybe take Anna's story and don't let it fade into the ether in vain. Maybe let her story inspire you, if you're in this situation, to make the change you need to make before it's too late. And don't sit there and think, oh, this couldn't happen to me. Anna didn't think so either. Recently, Anna had answered honestly. She said, when asked about how much she loved him, she said, not as much, because of everything that was happening, because of everything that had piled up. I don't know if she said that directly to Brian, but that's what she expressed to her friend. Kirby's words on the stand, she was falling out of love. There's another detail from Kirby's testimony that the jury is going to chew on. Anna told her that Brian's mother, Diana Walsh, had consulted a psychic. And the psychic allegedly told Diana that Anna was having an affair. Gee, I wonder, when you consult the psychic, you're the mom of the degenerate son. My son's having problems. He's just got busted for art fraud, and his wife seems distant. What's going on? It's an affair. Well, no fucking shit. What about my son? He's a degenerate piece of shit. You should disown him. Unfortunately, that's not what the psychic said. Should have called Cleo. Anna described the situation as ridiculous, but also scary. She told Kirby that Diana had never really liked her, that she felt Diana wanted her out of the picture. So you got the whole Norman Bates complex going on here as well. Is anyone surprised by this either? I mean, this is the guy. When you look at him, when you look at his actions, when you just watch his fucking movements, if you're empathic, if you're sensitive, if you've been down the road of these types of people a time or eight, they just give off a vibe. They just act certain ways. And this guy fits the mold. And every single nail that goes into that board is there securing it to the giant boat named narcissism. Now, whether or not you believe in psychics is besides the point. What matters is what Anna believed. And what she believed was her mother-in-law was looking for reasons to turn Brian against her. Which makes total sense, right? Turn against the woman who's doing everything for you, providing everything for you, taking care of everything for you, and covering for your pathetic ass. Not good enough for my little boy. Well, I'm sorry, Mom. Maybe Brian can go back to home with you and you can continue breastfeeding him until his 60s. Because cutting him off at 30 apparently was just too soon. Kirby also testified that Anna had admitted to having a crush on William Fasto, the man she was secretly involved with. Anna had already told Brian about the crush. And according to Kirby, Anna said Brian wasn't the jealousy type, that they were open. The defense leaned into that hard on cross-examination. If Brian wasn't jealous, where's the motive? If he knew about the crush and didn't care, why would he kill her over an affair? It's a fair question, and it's one the jury is going to have to wrestle with. But here's the thing about motive. Prosecutors don't actually have to prove it. They have to prove that Brian Walsh killed his wife. The why is just context. And the context they've laid out over 8 days is damning enough without a smoking gun jealousy angle. If they've shown the jury internet searches, which they have, from Brian's devices on January 1st and the days that followed, searches like best ways to dispose of a body, how long before body starts to smell, can you be charged with murder without a body, how long to inherit, and all sorts of other crazy things like that. They've shown surveillance footage of Brian buying hacksaws, hatchets, tarps, and cleaning supplies, paying in cash, wearing masks and gloves. They've shown footage of him pulling into apartment complex parking lots and tossing trash bags into dumpsters. They've shown DNA evidence linking Anna to blood-stained rugs and towels recovered from those dumpsters. And the day that the prosecution rests, they added another layer. Brian's federal probation officer, Melanie Remdenall, testified Brian was under strict home confinement at the time. He could only leave the house for pre-approved activities, picking up the kids, grocery shopping, visiting his mother. He had to submit a schedule every Thursday. Going to a restaurant, not allowed. Leaving the state, absolutely not. On January 1st of 2023, Brian submitted no request to leave for any meals. Prosecutors argue that his claim of having lost his phone that night was a lie, an alibi to explain why there was no digital footprint of him doing anything normal while his wife was allegedly being killed. The surveillance footage showed in that courtroom filled in more of the timeline. On January 2nd, Brian was at Home Depot in Rockland buying 12-pound bags of baking soda, like you do. Happy New Year, it's cleaning time. Let's get those 12-pound bags of baking soda. That'll clean up the fridge real good. Take that smell out of there. I told you not to leave trout in there since January. Now we need 12 pounds of baking soda. He was into the buckets, too. Lowe's buckets, orange buckets, blue buckets, any seemingly large paint bucket he could buy, he got. And other supplies. He paid $455 in cash. He was wearing a mask and gloves. On January 3rd, cameras at the Crestham West apartment complex in Brockton captured what appears to be Brian's SUV pulling up to a dumpster. A man gets out, grabs something from the trunk, throws it in the bin, and drives off. On January 4th, Brian showed up at TJ Maxx in Norwell. No mask this time, no gloves. He scanned a piece of paper, shopped for clothes and a belt, smiled at the clerk. He paid using store credits that had been issued to Anna from previous returns. So Brian literally used Anna's money to help hide her murder, allegedly. That shift in demeanor, masked and gloved while buying cleanup supplies, casual and smiling, shopping for new clothes. It tells its own story. After the prosecution rested, defense attorney Larry Tipton filed a motion for a directed verdict of not guilty. It's a standard move. You argue that the Commonwealth failed to meet its burden, that the evidence doesn't support the charges, that the case should be thrown out before it ever reaches the jury. It's like watching the child steal the cookies from the cookie jar, tip over the cookie jar, crack the cookie jar, try to hide the evidence of the broken cookie jar, but still, you're a child, so you still leave crumbs of cookies and a few shards of the jar itself in other areas of the room where it fell. And then when you go in and say, what the hell happened here? The kid's like, I have no idea, as crumbs fall down their shirt. Right now, tell me you believe I did not eat the cookies or destroy the jar. Well, there's crumbs on. They're still, you're chewing. You're literally still chewing. I'm not chewing. Yeah, we're not going to say you didn't eat the cookies or break the jar because it kind of looks like you, there's a piece of jar in your hand. I didn't have a... kind of what was going on. Tipton argued that prosecutors relied too heavily on motive evidence and didn't hold up, that they never proved Brian ever knew about the affair, that they failed to establish premeditation. I don't know, the Google search on Christmas, Anna Walsh dead, Anna Walsh found dead. That's a little weird. Prosecutor Tracy Kausik fired back. She told the judge that the evidence showed Anna Walsh met a violent death in the living quarters of her home, that Brian was the last person to see her alive, that he told an elaborate web of lies to friends, coworkers, and investigators about her leaving for a work emergency, and that the forensic evidence, the digital searches, and the surveillance footage all point in one direction. Judge Diane Farine denied the motion. Her words, there is sufficient evidence for this case to get to the jury. Who else likes this judge? I've been very impressed with this judge. This judge is on point. This judge is stepping in where she needs to step in. She's keeping things in line and in order. I've seen so many bad judges. This one, bravo. I really got to say, you are keeping a tight courtroom. I hope we have more trials in your room because, God, she's good. She's an example of what a good judge should be. So what happens now? Well, the defense begins calling witnesses. The big question hanging over the trial is whether Brian Walsh will take the stand in his own defense. Like good narcissists do. You're a good narcissist, aren't you? Come on, boy. Time to take the stand. Right up, up, up here. Okay. Talking to the mic. Fix your hair. We'll take you to the groomers later. His lawyers have floated the possibility. They've built their case around the idea that Anna died suddenly and unexpectedly, that Brian woke up to find her dead in bed, panicked, and made a series of catastrophic decisions to cover it up because he thought no one would believe him. It's a bold strategy, and it requires a jury to believe that a man who Googled how to dismember a body and 10 ways to dispose of a dead body if you really need to was simply panicking, not planning. The jury doesn't know. And won't know unless the defense tells them that Brian has already pled guilty to illegal disposing of Anna's body and misleading police. I know. I was kind of surprised by that little factoid, too. That admission came right before jury selection. It means he's acknowledged that Anna is dead and that he moved her remains. What he's fighting is the murder charge itself. We on the outside know that. The jury, not so much. Why? It's how some of these things work. Juries are blind to certain aspects of the case. It's not to say they couldn't discover that at some point. It's not to say that this couldn't creep into the trial. For example, remember Alec Murdaugh, the whole financial crimes and all that? That leaked in. because one of his own damn attorneys spoke up and said a little too much. And then suddenly, oh, look, we got to talk about this now. Well, context. So these next handful of days with the defense are going to be interesting. Here's what sticks with me from that final day of the prosecution, the champagne box. Three people singing and signing messages about hope, about togetherness, about authoring their own lives. And within hours, according to prosecutors, one of them is dead, allegedly killed by the man who wrote a kind message on there as well. Anna Walsh wrote that they were still here and together. She said 2023 would be the best one yet. She only saw the first few hours of 2023. When Gemma Tulu got the call from Brian 3 days later, he asked if they'd had a fight. Brian's response, did it look like we had an argument? You were there. Matulu said he didn't know what to make of it. He was in shock. And what struck him most was Brian's tone. Even keeled, calm, not panicked. And 3 days of silence. 3 days of Brian allegedly, he was buying cleanup supplies, dumping trash bags, replacing rugs. That's not alleged. That's shown. It's there on camera. End of story. And when he finally told someone his wife was missing, he sounded like a man reporting a minor inconvenience. They're out of McRibs. I got to McDonald's too late. The defense will get their turn tomorrow, but as of tonight, the prosecution has rested. And the last image they left with the jury is a champagne box full of promises and a husband who allegedly broke every single one. We'll be watching what happens next as the defense takes the stage. And I got to say, Tipton's doing his job. And for what he's dealing with the cards that he's been dealt, he's doing a good job. You can't get mad at someone for doing what they are hired to do. And there's plenty of shitty and slimy defense attorneys, and there's plenty of good ones out there too. Tipton seems to be a pretty good one. He's a public defender. It's his job. He has no choice. Here's your client. Here's what you get. Do the best you can. And he's doing it. But some cases are just so damning, no matter how good your defense attorney is. You just ain't getting away with it. We'll see, though. The jury has not spoken yet. What are your thoughts? Tell me in the comments section on YouTube. Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi is where you will find us there. So please do search, find, press subscribe, and weigh in with your feedback. We try to read all the comments and try to reply to as many as we can. We get thousands every day, so we do our damnedest. But there's only so many of us. But please do leave a comment. We do, without a doubt, read them. And if you can, like I asked earlier, if you have not so yet, if you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts, Please, on our podcast page, our channel on Apple Podcasts, in the review section there, if you like what we're doing, if you're enjoying these commentaries, if you're enjoying our reporting and our interviews and all that, please leave us a positive review. We would greatly appreciate that on Apple Podcasts. Just search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. All right. There's a lot more to come here, so press subscribe. I'm Tony Bruschi. We will talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
By law, 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.